Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Killing Juanita, written by Peter Rees and read by David Tredinnick. One. Career change. Juanita Nielsen removed the hand that had wandered onto her knee. Sammy Lee, legendary showman of King's Cross, was unfazed. With his chunky gold ring and flashy cufflinks, Sammy thought he had a right to all the female flesh in the Cross, particularly one to whom he was paying money. Sammy had bought space for a half-page ad in Juanita's fledgling local paper, Now, to mark the opening of the new upstairs VIP cocktail lounge in his nightclub, Laygirls. The bar was a plush red velvet affair with studded lounges and a dropped bar where customers ordering drinks could gaze down the cleavages of the barmaids, who obligingly wore low-cut tops. Subtlety was never Sammy's style. The lights were soft, and Juanita sipped champagne as she talked with him about the new bar. The hand moved onto her bare knee once more. She was 31 and did not accept unwelcome advances, especially from someone old enough to be her father. Again, she removed it, only to have it return. That was enough. Fed up, Juanita walked out, down the stairs that led onto Roslyn Street and the late winter night. King's Cross was like that, people grasping at whatever they could, and knocked back once, they'd have another go. It was August 1968, and Juanita would not return to the club for another 7 years. In that time, there would be no more advertising for Laygirls. When she went up those stairs again, on the 4th of July 1975, the club would still be the home of the Laygirls floor show, but it would be under different ownership and renamed the Carousel Cabaret. And that day would be the last day of her life. 7 years. What a formative time in the story of Sydney. Soldiers on R&R from the Vietnam War came and went from King's Cross, bringing money and a demand for women and hard drugs. Police corruption spread unimaginably. But there was more. A deadly battle would be fought over the future of the most beautiful promenade of the Cross, Victoria Street. It was the elegant, tree-arched street where Juanita lived, running roughly parallel to the seedy glitz of Darlinghurst Road. Juanita could not know it then, but the two worlds were about to collide. The impact would shake Victoria Street to its very foundations. And through her paper, Juanita was to play a critical part in reawakening political action at the grassroots level in Sydney, which would provide impetus for the growth of the Green Band movement across Australia. The Carousel was in a two-storey building with a curved glass facade on the corner of Roslyn Street and Darlinghurst Road. In 2001, the building underwent extensive renovation that changed it forever. Architecturally, it might have been nondescript, but as the home of Laygirls since 1964, the club had been the venue for risque floor shows, featuring men dressed as women in lamé and sequins. Nightly, as Sydneysiders shed the austerity of the early post-war years, Laygirls crossed sexual boundaries. It became a mecca for drag queens. Carlotta, the most famous of them all, and lesser lights such as Lawrence, who went by the name Loretta Crawford. 7 years after Juanita's visit to Laygirls, her path would cross Loretta's at the Carousel Cabaret.